Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right.
Like a garbage fire in North Philly, Faking Movies is coming right at you.
Yeah, we're not going to rise from the ashes because we are the ashes. How's it going, everybody?
Welcome back.
Hey. Welcome back. Hey, this is episode 34, apparently. I don't know why. I can't remember anymore, but I am here with Zach. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going? Nailed it. 34. Yep.
All right. There we go.
34.
And Seth. What's going on, Seth?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no.
No, I'm all good. It's all good.
Oh, good. Because we did just get done talking about Thai tensile strength before the show started.
We're discussing that.
Silk has so many fascinating properties. You. Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a natural fiber, it's interesting.
It comes out of a butt.
It comes out of a butt.
Most notably, yes.
You can turn it into other things. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can even honey comes out of a bee's butt. Toothpaste comes out of a...
Yeah.
Wait, go on. Now I need to know.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to know where toothpaste comes from.
Oh, no. I'd never brush again. Yeah.
So, welcome back, everyone. And we just, before getting started, wanted to remind you about our swank-ass website, fakingmovies.com, which maybe by the time this episode comes out, we'll have some links back to our dope-ass old-school WordPress site.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope.
Yeah. What is that? It's fakingmovies.wordpress.com?
Yeah. And I started uploading weird random crap again, so enjoy, for instance, my recipe for fake movie blood.
Yeah. And lots of other cool stuff future Seth is going to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
And
verbal contract.
Present day Lee will again promise to make more content for our YouTube channel, but he will probably fall down on the job like he always does. So.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
But yeah, if you guys if you guys want to know when we are updating our sites, you should follow us on Instagram because apparently our Twitter is totally dead. And you'll know when the newest content comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So.
Yeah, so this week.
This week.
Yeah, we have inexplicably, Lee has never seen this. Like, surprisingly famous movie. Like, usually we have to dig down deep into the garbage pile of moviedom to find a movie for him to fake, and this week it was not the case. So, go ahead.
He's also picked this one again for himself, which I like this recurring feature of Lee picks an inexplicably great movie that he's never seen,
yeah.
And then we do no work. It's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Lee.
Well, yeah, so this movie came from, we have this giant master list, and every once in a while, Seth seems to just drop about 40 movies into it all at once.
Yeah.
And I was going through it one day, and I happened to mark down that I had not seen this movie yet, and Seth lost his fucking mind.
I did.
So, yeah, I knew that I had to do this movie.
Should we mention how, Lee, that you add movies to this list?
Yeah.
What's your major mode of adding movies to the list, would you say?
Basically, when I'm at work, if I randomly think of a movie that I don't, that I'm pretty sure isn't on the list.
The only time you think of movies is at work.
Yeah. I will demand that I send Zach a text message demanding that he adds it to the list.
Yep.
I'm the podcast slave, turns out.
Well, if I wait till I get home, I might forget. So
no, that's true. It works. It works. Mm,
yeah. You could like scrawl it on your hand or something.
My wash off. Who knows?
You guys did see my notes for my conspiracy board that I had to pull my car over to write down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
True. I do a fair bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. Well, Lee, so this movie that I was, like, positively giddy about you having not seen, what movie is it?
It is Twins.
Twins. Yeah. What actors and actresses did we give you for this?
So you guys gave me Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, Kelly Preston, and David Dirty Boy Caruso.
Yeah. Yep. Which, in hindsight, may have been a misstep. But we'll talk about that later.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, it sounds like maybe he's not in this movie that much.
He's sort of in it.
Was there a director tied to this? I don't recall.
Well, you guys hadn't given me a director, but last week when I was doing research for Seth's movie Legal Eagles, I noticed that Ivan Reitman... his follow-up to Ghostbusters was Legal Eagles, and his follow-up to Legal Eagles was Twins. Yep. So that's two Reitmans in a row.
That's a weird trajectory for sure. Yep. Yeah,
and two Reitmans and sure, definitely make a wrong.
Damn it! I was gonna say that you stole my fucking joke. I was leading up to it.
Yeah, it was right there. I mean,
yeah, you know. I mean,
one of us was gonna do it. Yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt, no doubt.
All right. Well, you wanna. Do the thing?
Yeah. So, normally, as you guys know, I like to write out my plots for these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure I don't lose any of those good thoughts. But this week, I decided to take a little bit of a different approach.
Yeah,
I've had my basic idea for this for so long, 'cause we do plan our episodes out quite a bit in advance. Mm-hmm. I decided to just kind of wing it. This is going to be a little more organic.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more like jazz.
It's going to be like crunchy, or it's going to be like smooth jazz?
It's going to be very smooth. Because as you know, the thing about jazz is it's all about the goofs that you don't make.
I've been waiting all day for that goof. Well done.
Yeah, I'm so glad that it was the disappointing joke that I'm sure you knew I was going to make.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm sad that we didn't call it Smooth Jizz yet. That feels we're missing the brand loyalty.
I was waiting for Seth to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to that when we get to the regular plot. But.
Okay.
No spoilers.
Very surprising. That's surprising to me, a person who has seen this movie. So.
Oh, no, it's important, at least to my interpretation. Anyway, Lee, give us your version first.
Cool.
Okay. So, Twins. So, the movie opens with some intercut, montages of
beautiful
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger going through their lives. So, the DeVito sides of the montage are going to be... of this guy, he like keeps going to banks with business plans and like different businesses and like showing him like, I can revolutionize the way you do things. I just need the money to get there. But he's also like not very smooth about it. He stumbles over everything and he's having a real hard time selling himself. Right.
So wait, you're making DeVito and Schwarzenegger the twins?
We're getting there.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen the poster, and they're standing next to each other, and I assume they're the twins. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
It's an interesting choice.
It's your smooth.
Yeah.
It's your smooth jizz, yeah, man. You go where the notes take
you. Yeah.
Nice and creamy. Mm-hmm. So, those shots of DeVito being very bad at selling his business idea are intercut with these shots of Schwarzenegger. He keeps getting fired from different jobs, and we get the sense from this that everybody is like saying, when you gave this interview, I was so sure you'd be a success here, but you don't know how to do anything, like you're a big faker. So we also get the sense that that DeVito has like all these great ideas but doesn't know how to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwarzenegger is a great talker. He's really charismatic, but he's kind of an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Would we say so, Schwarzenegger's a great talker? I don't know about that.
In my movie, he is. So,
okay. Yeah.
Also, this guy got elected governor of a state.
He did.
Not only that.
Very large state.
But he, during a recall election where the current governor wasn't doing a bad job. Yeah. So anyway.
No, okay. Yeah, fair, mm-hmm. fair.
Okay. So after this montage and the credits, we end up at a bar. And sitting at one end of the bar is Danny DeVito. And sitting all the way at the other end of the bar is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they're both talking to the bartender, and you can hear them, like, telling their stories. And then we take, like, a shot, like, from the back of the bar where we could see everybody sitting there. And one of them, like, leans over and says to the other one, "Hey, sounds like you can do the stuff that I can't do, and I can't," you know, like, they're realizing they're the chocolate to each other's peanut butter.
Yes, quite.
But then... But then they turn their heads and lock eyes. And here's the thing. You know that I Love Lucy episode where she dresses up like Harpo Marx?
And then
Harpo Marx is actually there too. And they do that like mirror game where they're just mirroring each other's So Schwarzenegger and DeVito get up from their bar stools and they walk over to each other and they do a lot of mirroring, like they're moving their hands at the same time and they're rubbing each other's eyes because they can't believe it, and neither can the bartender because they look exactly alike.
Oh!
Here's my movie is it is going to be actual Danny DeVito and actual Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we're going to play it off as though no one can tell them apart.
Oh, that's very fun. Oh,
okay.
So
okay.
it's like a Freaky Friday thing. Orthogonal, sort of. Well, it's like the two characters know the secret and no one else knows the secret. That's the...
Well, okay, yes. That is going to come into play. So,
Lee,
so
my I'm, right, I'm reaching a bit, but like, I'm confused by one point here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
How?
So
doesn't
they're gonna
he
they're
just
gonna
made
go
Ghostbusters
the,
it doesn't fucking matter
they're
it
gonna
doesn't
go
matter.
Through see you and I as the audience we can see that they don't look anything alike, but everyone in the movie is gonna play it off like they look exactly alike.
Okay.
Like the bartender's gonna be like, "Oh my god, I'm seeing double," and like, you know. We cut
now
over to like,
I'm curious what like, okay, in my science-based world, the thing that they look like to everyone else is some hybrid of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I can't even. That's like the fly nightmares.
It's like a super wide Schwarzenegger. Like,
yeah,
if you just take Danny DeVito and scale him up.
You guys are overthinking it. We're not going to like alter their appearances. Just imagine it as geometrically blind casting.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Not important.
So he's not going to look like Shrek. Gotcha.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's the one. Like white Shrek.
So we cut over after they've discovered
each
other.
That.
So after they discover each other, we cut over to like a booth at the bar where they're sharing drinks, and we find out their story is that they were both adopted.
Yeah.
They were both adopted children, but they had no idea that they had a twin, and they must be twins. So this is when they strike up an idea, and Schwarzenegger's like, "You know, I haven't heard about your business yet, but I believe in you, and like you're my brother. Like we got to do this together. I can sell whatever you have. Tell me about your business." And this is where we, Faking Movies, become a real podcast, because Danny DeVito's idea in this movie is a mattress along the lines of a Casper mattress or Lisa mattress.
Oh my god! Oh. Proud future sponsor of the podcast.
Oh man, I just sleep so much better on my Casper mattress.
I know.
God,
right?
It's so comfy and cheap too, right? They're very cheap.
Yeah, and they deliver it right to your door.
They do.
So
Jesus Christ.
for some inexplicable reason, they decide that instead of just teaming up and being twins, they should portray one person. And maybe, like, the reason is, oh, we've both ruined our reputation individually. Me by being a bad spokesman, you by just being shitty at stuff.
Wait, so we're going prestige on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? This is the prestige. Yeah.
It is very prestige-y, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I like it.
So, flash forward, their business starts gathering some steam, and it's like becoming the hot new mattress in town, because they've got this little showroom. And we cut to David Caruso and Kelly Preston.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they were in this. Also,
yeah, who are also twins.
Wait.
They are also twins.
Well,
not identical. They're not identical twins like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. They're just regular twins.
Yeah, they're fraternal twins, right. Instead of identical. Yeah. Right, uh-huh.
Plausibly so genetically they're... convincing, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to build a twin quirk in for them where they, like, say the same things at the same time a lot of the time. So
shit,
like...
I know where we're going with this. All right, I'll save it. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm scared.
So they're like having their conversation about this new business stealing their business because they also sell mattresses.
Uh-huh.
And get to the conversation. It's like, how are we going to stop these people? And then at the same time, they go, we should go undercover. Like, so.
Okay.
Kelly Preston goes and like gets a job at this mattress place.
Uh-huh.
And over the course of the movie, she falls in love with Danny DeVito.
Naturally. And,
being in love with Danny DeVito, one, softens her like resolve to ruin them because she's like, I don't care that he's a business competitor, like blah, blah, blah.
And he looks like not Danny DeVito to her, so that makes more sense.
He looks like
White Shrek.
Everybody...
No, I'm saying it makes perfect sense. Yeah, White Shrek.
He looks like White Shrek.
Somehow better than Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay, so they fall in love, and she's like wants to see their business thrive now, and so she doesn't want to like bring them down. So her twin brother David Caruso is like, that's it, I've gotta get involved now. So he shows up, and the day that he shows up, Danny DeVito's sick, so Arnold has to do all the business stuff that day. Turns out David Caruso's character is gay, and so is Arnold, so they fall in love.
Whoa, left field, love it.
And through a whole bunch of like weird shenanigans, it gets revealed that there's two of them, and it's like, oh my god, I knew all along. And it's like, we still love you. And they say it at the same time. They're like, we still love you.
It's cute.
And the end of the movie is the grand opening of their new mattress store. And they get double married right in front of it. And they cut the ribbon. And behind us, we see the name of the mattress store, Twins, because they sell both kinds of mattresses.
Okay, yeah, that's where I was like, if he doesn't make a twin mattress joke, I'm gonna fucking jump through this phone.
So at the end,
thank God.
At the end, we've got two marriages. We've got Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger looking identical to everyone else in the movie, but not to the audience, because that's where the joke is. And we've got their new store that just opened up that sells both Great Casper and Lisa style mattresses and traditional style mattresses.
For affordable prices, you say? Wow.
Oh, man. Always. That store is called Twins, and shut up, I'm almost done.
Okay.
They end the movie where they're all standing facing the camera, laughing and like having just cut the ribbon, and then they all like kind of laugh and tilt their head back at the same time, and it ends on a fucking freeze frame.
Yeah.
And since David Caruso's in the movie, the song that kicks in,
just
that was
just
my really bad
before
Twins.
CSI, but yeah, I'm into it for sure.
I mean, I don't know that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that song was out at the time, so that's fine.
Yeah, that song came out in the 60s. So.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, the early 70s.
Yeah. Do you guys think that having to fall in love with Danny DeVito like Kelly Preston does is some kind of curse that, like, Rhea Perlman also was afflicted with?
Hey, you know how a few years ago they were going to get divorced, then they got back together? Yeah. They separated again.
Oh, did I
they?
Did not know that. Hmm. Wow. I mean, yeah. he's a they've done Always Sunny documentary shorts where they're like all the like noted shithead Always Sunny people were like, yeah, he's a fucking monster. Like, he has become Frank, and it's very weird. Like, he's just drunk and weird all the time.
I remember, well,
he is
maybe,
mad old, so
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
About four,
also incredibly famous.
About 4 years ago, he ran for the presidency of Russia. And he, yeah, because, as I recall at the time, and it might have changed now, within the Russian constitution, it doesn't matter if you're a native-born citizen or not. And so he recorded...
Is he a citizen at all?
You don't have to be a citizen. That's what I'm, like, you, yeah, you can, at the time, and I could be screwing this up, but it was something like, you could run for presidency of Russia no matter, like, what. Like, anyone.
No, that seems right. I buy that.
And he recorded, like, a bunch of videos talking in Russian, being like, hey, it's pretty crazy that I'm running, but I'm probably going to win. Like, all right, Danny DeVito.
Yeah, he...
How was his Russian?
Grammatically, it was pretty good, but accent-wise, of course, it was terrible, because that's what happens a lot of the time. But it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
That's surprising, honestly. Yeah. All right. Well, that's something for sure.
I feel like you guys are avoiding talking about my movie.
No,
that was... I will say you did very good for the off-the-cuff, off-the-dome situation.
Mm-hmm.
That went well. It was good.
It was a little product placey, like product placement-y.
Well,
Seth,
if we ever want to get into the big leagues, we gotta work that product.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're cutting this out because Casper is fucking future sponsor. Relax.
Why don't you tell us about Twins?
Yeah, so we can get into yours after we do the normies bits.
Yeah,
sure. The way that we've always done the show.
Yep.
Really? Oh, all right.
Lee, do you want the IMDb summary?
Naturally.
Okay. So Twins is a 1988 movie. A physically perfect but innocent man goes in search of his long-lost twin brother, who is short, a womanizer, and a small-time crook.
Huh.
Guess which actor is which character.
I'm going to say Danny DeVito is the perfect one, because I just watched Batman Returns the other day, and it was inspiring.
And then which one's David Caruso?
he's the one named after a candy bar.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow, we're doing some weird deep cuts for this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me what happens in this movie. Give me some deets.
Okay, well, I mean, I just gave you the IMDb, like, plot, but according to my count, there are three separate plots happening in this movie.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Four,
I only counted one.
four if you accept that the title is its own plot, which is really not very important. Okay, so plot.
Did we watch the same movie?
Oh, we did.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Plot zero is, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is the physically perfect one, finding his twin, right? And that's the premise of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And it happens quite quickly. But the other three plots, plot A...
Well, we should get into that a little bit. Okay, Arnold, they were this... like test tube baby science experiment.
The first thing I wrote down in my notes was, is that an Erlenmeyer flask full of jizz?
And it was several, yes.
And it definitely was, because
it sure was.
Even by 1988 genetics understanding, this movie makes no goddamn sense. Because they took... Okay.
Even if you didn't understand genetics and you were working under the assumption that I'm just going to collect some semen and go from there, would an Erlenmeyer be the best collection vessel even? Hey,
for sure not. Well,
hey, speak for yourself, friend.
But those are the triangle ones with the top, right?
Conical.
Yeah, conical with a cylinder on top. Like, it's just going to get all down the sides and get gunked in there.
It's not great.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not great. Yep.
Gonna need some pipe cleaners to clean that out.
Nothing smooth jizz about that.
No smooth jizz in this movie.
So it's DeVito and Arnold are both from the same experiment, and DeVito got, like, sloughed off into, like, because he sucked as a... They could tell he was going to be Dan DeVito as a baby, apparently. They were like, no, he's garbage. We don't want him.
Yeah.
What must
it do to a human being to, like, get a call from your agent and be like, I've got the perfect role for you. It's a genetic reject in a movie. With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, I think this happens a lot. Like, sometimes they're like, we need a fat person or, like, a bald guy or, like, what, like, or, like, fucking Steve Buscemi gets this all the time.
Yeah,
right? Like,
he definitely...
Like, we need a serial killer. Oh, yep, that's me. Okay.
Well, a good friend of mine growing up had this great joke he used to tell about Ron Perlman where... He'd say, I bet you Ron Perlman gets phone calls from his agent, like, all the time, and he's like, Ron, I've got this great script, it's amazing, it's like nothing you've ever done before, you gotta get to my office, we gotta talk about this, and he gets himself all excited and, like, really builds it up in his mind, like, this is gonna be my fucking Oscar, I'm finally gonna be taken seriously, and he shows up to his agent's office, and he hands him the script, and he looks, and the first page just says, Enter Hideous Freak.
I thought you were going to say the first page says, The Wrestler, and then they gave it to Mickey Rourke.
So DeVito is the...
He's the
garbage pile.
So they are both the consequence of the combination, inexplicably, of six geniuses... the genetic
and
Heather Graham,
an uncredited Heather Graham,
really, who's in the movie for like exactly 30 seconds,
1.5 seconds.
Was she 12? What the fuck? Yep.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. But somehow inexplicably, Arnold Schwarzenegger got all of the good genes, and Danny DeVito got all of the bad genes from...
That's how that works.
But it sounds to me from that short synopsis that Arnold got all the physical genes and maybe Danny got all the brain genes.
No, because they cover that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a nature-nurture thing. So yeah. Arnold grows up on this, like, perfect island situation.
Yeah. This bucolic...
But he has no...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has
and
no.
And Danny,
like,
DeVito grew up under the crushing gravity of Jupiter. What the fuck? Like, that's not.
Yeah, no, pretty much. Yeah.
This island was on the moon, and Danny DeVito grew up closer to the center of the Earth. So, you know.
Yeah. Technically, sure. Yes. No, Danny grows up in L.A., and Arnold grows up in this, like, I don't know. It looks like Hawaii.
It was.
But basically, he's isolated. So the only. Like, any learning that he has is all by book, and so he has no human interaction, really.
Yeah.
So
we got a real book smart versus street smart.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
It was 300 nautical miles southwest of Fiji.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So, like, way... Okay, all right.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. So
But then Arnold one day, like, figures out that he has a brother and then decides, I'm leaving the island. And I think that's where Seth picks up.
Yeah. And so that's where we start plot zero, proto-plot. Yeah. And that one's not terribly interesting to me because they find each other reasonably fast.
They do, yeah.
And then we have the other three plots, which is... So we talked about plot zero, but plot A... is find their mother.
Yep.
Okay. And it's not Heather Graham? Or...
I like this numbering scheme.
By this time, she would be older.
plot yeah. beta is industrial Oof. Espionage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if they were like a proprietary DNA mix.
Nope, it has nothing to do with that.
Fully unrelated.
At all.
Why? Why does it have nothing to do it with is, the it thing is, that it's clearly related to?
It is industrial
to?
Espionage concerning a jet engine.
Yeah. A new type okay. of turbine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then plot third numbering scheme is get Arnold laid.
Yeah, that does happen. Oh, so that might be the foremost plot. Honestly.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
So he grew up on like an island without other people. Is that what you're telling me?
No, just old,
just scientists.
Yeah,
I
just
think.
Old yeah. scientists.
Yeah.
Learning martial arts, I guess.
Definitely no Kelly Preston's. That's for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So those are our three major plots: is find mom. Industrial espionage inexplicably and fuck
get down and dirty
yeah
that seems right actually yeah
yeah so
we're gonna get you laid and then you'll walk like me like a man
you're not that far off
yeah
though,
so Zach
I mean, I could see DeVito saying that. But...
Yeah, Zach, why don't you get into more of the more linear kind of plot? But those are the three things sure. that we need to keep in mind throughout
yes.
this whole
those
thing.
Are the through lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Arnold comes over looking for his brother, and like happens upon Danny DeVito in a Fox Body Mustang 5.0 convertible, mm-hmm. which is. Exactly the right car for him.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
If he was a car, we've talked about this before. If he was a if Danny DeVito the human was a car, it would be that.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's true. No doubt.
Wait
doubt.
A minute. Hold on. When have we talked about this before?
It was with Sarah. I don't know.
Yeah, we might have talked about.
We had the idea of like humans as cars, and it was really
oh okay
to me. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought you meant Danny DeVito specifically.
Oh no. Yeah, so Arnold's just like fucking around, and DeVito's doing a bunch of like small time grifts, and there's a bunch of dudes that want to break his legs because he owes him a bunch of money, and he's like, oh shit, how am I gonna figure this out? So they inexplicably find each other very early, as Seth said. And then Arnold is like moral good to the max, and DeVito's like a shitlord. And so mm-hmm. they obviously make a good like counterbalance. And
like I did.
Yeah, no, exactly like that.
And
yeah.
and they're doing all sorts of like twin like stereotypical twin things where they're like doing the exact same movements. But yeah. not realizing
oh,
it.
Like I did.
Yeah, I mean you really tuned into the terrible genre, so
Yeah.
I know
yeah, so Dan
I
DeVito...
know what people want to see when people look alike. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. So Danny DeVito needs to come up with this money, and he's basically telling Arnold to fuck off a bunch, and then he realizes like, oh, Arnold could be my muscle because he's like dumb but very strong. So they team up and they get going on that. And David Caruso plays a parking structure attendant and is in this movie for all of 4 minutes. I
yeah.
think.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So not a very,
so
big
basically when that, yeah. When a new, fancy car, like a Beamer or something comes into the yeah. garage, he calls Danny DeVito. Is like, hey, come steal this.
Yeah,
and then
okay,
and then Danny DeVito like sells it to a chop shop,
gives him a cut.
Yeah.
So that's how they're making their money. He comes and steals this brand new caddy, and it turns out the caddy has this crazy new jet propulsion engine in its trunk, and they inexplicably were leaving it in a parking structure. I don't know why.
That isn't even creative. That's just like.
There was some reason for it. I don't recall what it was. It was supposed to be like some kind of let's make money from the people that owned it, and then Danny DeVito stole it and fucked it all up, I think.
Yeah, it's because the courier, like you never see the courier's face because he keeps murdering people. And so they explicitly were giving it to the courier in a way where they would never meet him.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of murders in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, so they end up with this thing, and Danny DeVito's still like, how am I going to make this money? And then they figure out that a guy comes to kill both of them, and he realizes that this thing he has is worth a lot of money, and so they decide they're going to ransom it to these people, but they have to go to, like, Arizona to do it. And so that basically the middle, I don't know, at least 2/3 of this movie are Arnold, DeVito, Kelly Preston, and the other woman, I can't remember her name, but they...
I don't know, you didn't tell me.
She's pretty famous.
It's Chloe Webb.
Yeah. They all go on this big road trip.
She was in, like, Sid and Nancy and that sort of thing.
Yeah, she was Nancy and Sid and Nancy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so they go on this big road trip, and that's where all the, like, let's get Arnold to fuck Kelly Preston stuff happens, and, like, let's make him a human being and all.
Yeah, so Danny DeVito's on-again-off-again girlfriend is Chloe Webb, and Chloe Webb's sister is Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
Are they twins? No,
they are not, sadly. Real missed opportunity.
But,
yeah.
but they are siblings who are quite close, so.
Yep. And then, so the end is basically like, they get there, there's several people, like, trying to kill them, and then, like, bad guy gets the money that they were gonna get for the jet propulsion thing, and then Arnold taught Danny DeVito a thing that he uses to kill the bad guy in the end, and then they all sort of...
Is it a karate thing?
No, he, like, it's like the art of war kind of thing. It's not that, but it's like something like that. Yeah.
So they didn't like go through the just like demoralizing thing of forcing Danny DeVito to try to kick someone. Like, that would just be fucking brutal.
He pushes a lever and a bunch of chain comes down. And by a bunch of chain,
like
bunch
of chain.
Miles of chain. I timed it, actually. That was one of my notes. It was 32 seconds of chain falling on a guy.
Aren't you glad that you... 32 seconds? What?
32 seconds.
That's a lot of goddamn chain.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, yeah.
Aren't you glad I taught you to plant chains everywhere, brother?
Pretty much, yeah. But so then, so they make it out with the money, and they go back, but then the conceit is Arnold is like, no, I'm moral good, you should set yourself on the path of goodness, and he convinces DeVito to give up the money back to whomever it belongs to, and he's like, isn't it good
to
be
orphans,
a good guy?
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, doesn't it feel good to be a good guy? And DeVito's like, it does! And then they get famous anyway, and it's like, they're rich, and it's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a real happy ending.
Yeah.
Huh. Movie sounds bad.
Actually...
You'd be surprised. It was okay. It was not terrible.
Yeah. I mean,
it has all the hallmarks of, like, an 80s silly goof-em-up.
Yeah, that's what I kind of appreciated.
I do love those.
So when Arnold first arrives on the mainland, he is wearing, like, Chuck Taylors.
Yep, consistently.
Nice.
Yep.
White knee socks, shorts.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And a 4-button suit coat.
Yeah,
that is a very interesting look.
Extremely, like, late 80s, early 90s look. Yeah.
I can't even believe anyone would ever wear a 4-button suit like that. My God. It's like... Yeah.
Other than the doctor.
At that point, you're just wearing a cylinder with sleeves. Like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, you really can't not button a 4-button suit jacket.
Yeah.
It just looks very silly.
Oh my God.
Seth, you got some notes? I got quite a few.
I got some. Let me see. Let me find them here. Oh, so, like, first off, some IMDb stuff. This is rated 6. With 95,000 votes.
Yeah.
And it cost...
Oh, there's those twins. They look like good twins.
Yeah, I just sent Lee a picture of the twins after start wearing the same outfit all the time.
I can't even tell them apart. I don't know.
It's a really, really fun scene. Yeah.
That scene is fun. This movie cost $18 million and made $216
million. Oh, holy shit. Fucking
shit. Oh, my
shit.
God.
Yeah. That is bonkers. So Reitman
that
could do
is,
no wrong.
Yeah.
Like, wow,
I mean,
that's
for
incredible.
Legal Eagles, which was a kind of a disappointment.
No, I mean, that still made us like twice its money back, I thought, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was also like an incredibly expensive movie at the time.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't a loss. And he had Ghostbusters in this bookending that. That's,
yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's true. That is a good stretch. You're right.
18 to 200 and whatever. That's yeah. fucking bonkers crazy.
Yeah. No,
that's not bad.
Sometimes there's just some directors that you, the less money you give them, the more money their movies
yeah,
make.
Yeah, you have to be
like,
more creative. Man. I don't know. Can, yeah. Creativity within
well, you
constraints.
You have to be more creative.
Like Kevin Lee, for instance. Or Kevin Smith, rather.
Yeah, who the fuck is Kevin Lee?
I don't know.
It's a cross between thinking... Jason Lee and Kevin Smith,
yeah.
I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So, other
I wonder
IMDb
what Jason
shit.
Smith would be like.
Oh,
no, he's a dick.
Yeah, that
nobody
guy's a
likes
total
him.
Dick. It like early on, you find that Danny DeVito was in a orphanage for like you know, the, and he apparently when he was like 9, deflowered a nun. And
yeah.
Oh no, it's gross. It's super
yep.
gross here
oh
at the
my
beginning.
God.
This like, happens in like minute 10 of the movie where Arnold first goes to the orphanage and talks to the like head nun and she's like oh that guy yeah we don't talk about that guy
yeah
and it's because he boned a teacher when he was in like fifth grade
yeah
or something.
He disgraced
so
sister
like
Maria
to... yeah
I want to point out that not only did they throw this child away? Because they literally, what you're describing is they literally threw
oh, yes.
the child
and,
away.
Yes, and that, very much and so. That comes up a lot, which I think is
it
actually
does.
Pretty well done, where like,
yeah,
Danny DeVito has to deal with the fact that he is an unwanted child in the
yeah.
face of like dealing with this, you know, physical perfect specimen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right next to him that they wanted to keep.
This Adonis, if
yeah, quite.
You will.
Yeah. It they explain away a lot of his antisocial behavior with like, oh, but your whole thing was all fucked up, so it
yeah.
makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
There's a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger is not wearing a shirt and they're in a convenience store. And Danny
yep,
DeVito
yep,
is
yep.
like just astounded at Arnold's body, and then he says, like, oh, the back is even crazier than the front. Your back looks like North Dakota. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
So the exact is, lines were
covered
oh,
in
oh,
oil
oh,
fields.
You got it?
Like,
what's
no,
the exact line?
Yeah.
Because, oh
the exact
my God.
Lines were like, what are you covered in, hives? What are all those bumps? Referring to his muscles.
Uh-huh.
And
I thought it was backne from steroids, but okay.
No,
that would have been funnier for sure, yeah. And then he flips around and he goes, oh, the back's worse than the front, like Seth said. But the best part of this scene is the whole time, Danny DeVito can barely keep it together. Like, he knows how fucking stupid this is. So he's, like, visibly laughing as he's saying this because it's so dumb.
Your yeah. back looks like North Dakota, obviously the only state that has abs. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't get
unclear.
It.
I don't... Yeah. God only knows.
Yeah, I mean, like, other than some acting points where people are just saying lines over and over and over again and it's pretending to be acting. Like...
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot
as
of that.
In, like, they're just... They're trying to hammer home the plot
no,
points, like, in case we're too dumb.
No,
or...
it's more like one of the... One of the people that... Danny DeVito owes money, like, finds a fire axe and is about to assault Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, and he just goes,
yeah.
axe, 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 axe.
That does
oh,
happen.
I understand.
And
now.
Then,
yeah.
Later, one of those same, enforcers gets shot in the foot and just goes, mm-hmm. ow, 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 ow,
yeah.
ow, 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 and I'm like, acting.
Yeah.
That is true acting.
See, I gave it a pass because of 80s on all of that shit. Like, after watching, what was the fucking Sharkies movie? Like, after watching that shit, my bar is so low. It's so low after that, yeah.
Oh, my very last point is that there's original music for this, and it is performed
by
Little Richard.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not good. It's not good.
It's real rough, but it's performed by Little Richard. Yeah. And it's not good, but it's also amazing. So
it fits the whole deal very, very well. Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie sounds fucking weird.
It's wonderful.
It is.
So Zach, what are some of your points?
All right, I'll go through mine quick. I started off the movie, minute one, I looked at the IMDb cast. Jeff Beck is in this movie. He is...
As in the musician Jeff Beck?
Correct. He plays lead guitarist.
In that weird country western band.
Correct. No? Yep. And so I saw that and I was like, I can't wait to see what happens there. And it was not great. It didn't...
There was no payoff.
He gets like a 10-second solo, and they do like one close-up on his face. But I was very excited for that.
Yeah, this is when Danny DeVito has just taught Arnold Schwarzenegger how to dance. And,
yes. And we're trying to fuck Kelly Preston.
And it wouldn't be an 80s.
Well, it was the 80s. Yeah. Who wasn't?
Yeah, and it wouldn't be an 80s movie without the requisite gay panic scenes, which...
Yes! We'll get to that. So like 10 minutes in, Arnold's walking around downtown LA and he goes to Man's Chinese Theater and they're advertising Willow. And at that moment, I couldn't help but think, I so wish I was watching Willow right now.
Mad Mardigan, you fool.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, Willow. Jesus.
Oh, it's the best. So I have a bunch of lines that are pretty rough for 80s movies, but I'll get to that last, I guess. So the matching suits don't happen until 1 hour, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is like a long time. As Seth mentioned, they find each other like 15 minutes into the movie, and then we don't get to like fun like twin montages until like surprisingly late.
Yeah,
which
the,
is a bummer.
The whole movie is, I think, 107 minutes, so...
Yeah, it's like 140-ish, yeah.
Okay, so that's a pretty short movie.
It's pretty
good.
It was not bad, yeah. Dan DeVito calls Arnold Mr. Ice...
Oh,
which is
I didn't hear that.
Weird. Yeah.
Foreshadowing their both of them being in Batman.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
I missed it.
Can we talk about how convoluted the plot of Batman Returns is?
Batman
just
and
like,
Robin.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a double feature of both of those.
Ooh. Do we know anyone who doesn't know Batman? Just in general?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, those movies are kind of insane. And by kind of, I mean extremely.
The character is pretty ubiquitous. Yeah.
And the plot of these movies is tertiary at
best.
Well,
why don't... Yeah. Okay, so here's an idea, fellas. Why don't we just give them the...
The subtitle?
The subtitle. So it's just like, Returns.
So it just Returns?
And Robin.
And the movie and Robin.
And
so
Robin.
We'll have somebody fake movies called Returns, Forever, and Robin.
Also, one is going to be called... And if you didn't have video, then that joke doesn't make any sense, because all I did was open my mouth.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
I mean, it seems like a good idea to me. And they all have different actors playing everything, except
that's true.
Forever and Batman and Robin both have Chris O'Donnell playing.
Robin.
You're gonna have to bleep all of this for whatever.
Oh,
the
shit.
Great unpleasantness, Chris O'Donnell.
God. I had a comment about the chain falling, and so I went back in time, did it 32 seconds. And the thing I
fucking seconds.
The thing I wrote it's at the so time long. Was try sitting in silence for 32 seconds and how fucking long that is. Like they just look at each other and then at the chain and then at each other. It is so goddamn long. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And there ends up being like a 6 foot high pile of chain on top of this poor man.
Oh, it's like a mile of chain. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if this person wasn't killed by the chain crashing on him, he would have suffocated underneath the chain.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Or been crushed to
death.
Yeah,
he probably would, like, mm-hmm. he's super dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was a bad guy, though, so, you know,
He was the baddest of the guys.
Yeah, he did murder a bunch of people straight in the face.
Yeah, he was the shoot first, ask questions later guy. Mm-hmm. Like he just straight up shot people with no.
Yeah, they really missed the boat on having that be David Caruso.
You would think, right? Yeah.
It was another recognizable actor though. I just can't remember his name.
He's the bad guy in, which I'll have to bleep because Jer's gonna do that one. before I do the lines, I guess the last thing I wrote was the last 5 minutes are like quintessential 80s movie. Their mom comes back. She's like, oh my God, my two sons are very alike. It's like old, not Heather Graham. And then they absolve themselves of all moral wrongdoings, as we said, because they gave the money back. Mm-hmm. And then they marry. Well,
that's how that works.
I don't know if they marry, but they both have children with the two women and their sets of twins. So there's four new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the perfect 80s movie wrap up. Mm.
Much like the wrap up of my movie.
There's a photograph, not a freeze frame, but close enough.
Yeah. No, it was pretty close. Yeah. Okay. So for the lines, Dan DeVito walks outside of a wherever he was parked. And the cop goes, you're parked in a handicap zone. And Dane DeVito goes, do I look normal to you?
It was pretty good.
Not, I feel really not bad good. For laughing at that, but also that's pretty funny.
That is exactly what I did too, because it's funny, but very not great. Yeah. Then Arnold Schwarzenegger and Dane DeVito, when they first meet, Arnold Schwarzenegger again has.
Sorry, I'm still laughing about that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's very good. Like it's very funny.
It's very good.
They first meet, and Arnold again, having only like book knowledge of how like human interaction works, he keeps telling Danny DeVito that he loves him, and Danny DeVito says, "Ease up on the love talk, because I'm gonna toss my cookies in a minute." Which is, I think, this is before he knows that they're brothers, so I think he thinks it's a gay thing, and it's,
there's a lot of gay panic stuff. I mean, not as much as other movies we've watched, but enough.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one was, 80s. Yeah, exactly. The last one was DeVito, Arnold says, now I don't know who said what to who, but... I think it's DeVito says, do you like women? And he says, I have the highest respect for them. And then DeVito says, he like thinks for a second and goes, oh, you're a virgin.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's the only context in which you could respect a woman.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a joke. That's just, that's gross.
The handicapped one.
I don't like that.
The handicapped one was the only one that was like marginally passable.
Yeah, the rest are just like. Gross, unpleasant 80s-ness.
I think that's all mush is.
Do we want to get to ratings?
Yeah, let's get to kick us off. Go nuts.
You kick us off.
Oh, all right. As you said, IMDb puts regular twins at a 6 even with like almost 100,000 votes.
Yeah.
Which seems honestly kind of low. Like this movie was very stupid but enjoyable. Yeah, I would say
that's
like it was fun.
That's my entire summary is like I enjoyed it even though it was stupid as hell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go into it like expecting
well for my movie, I guess.
Yeah, if you go into it expecting an 80s movie, like you're getting what you paid for sure. Yeah.
And you said there were a good deal of montages,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, tons. Yeah.
So many montages.
Perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll give Actual Twins, I'd say even higher. I'd say like a 6.5 probably. Mm-hmm. Like it was not a bad watch for sure. Lee's movie, unclear. Is it set in are we imagining this as an 80s movie or like as a current
day? I mean, movie? I think it was pretty heavily an 80s movie, but like think of it, okay, maybe I can clarify. The whole, because you guys seem to be really tripped up by the everyone in the movie thinks they look exactly the same. Even though they're being played by.
It's just
like I get it.
A little meta for an 80s movie.
Yeah.
Think about what my favorite movie is, and then imagine like that storyline happening in that movie.
Wet Hot American Summer and.
Uh huh.
Okay.
They would play it totally straight.
Like when you were describing your thing, I was picturing a version with like Kristen Wiig and maybe Paul Rudd and like the Wet Hot people, but ish. Like, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I love that version. Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
When Lee pitched this movie to Zach realized what they would need is state-of-the-art Avatar-level special effects to create a DeVito Schwarzenegger hybrid.
That looks like white Shrek.
That would look like White Shrek and be so lifelike that people would leave the theater depressed that they could not fuck White Shrek.
We're gonna blow that 18 mil real fast. We're gonna need Cameron money for this shit. Yeah.
We need 18 mil to get the, like, eyelid mapping for White Shrek.
This is gonna be like Unsink the Titanic Cameron money. It's gonna be a lot.
Now that you see my vision a little more clearly.
Now
that we've gone from like 2030 to 2020.
I liked it a lot. I think it has the same sort of charm and hallmarks of like the everybody else sees them as the same but they don't thing is like perfect. Like that's an immediate win for sure. I'd go like I'm gonna say the same. I'd say 6.5 on that one as well.
As for me, I will say that I enjoyed watching the original Twins. It was like
way more than
like
I would have guessed.
I did.
Seth, you are one of my best friends in the whole world, and I have no fucking clue what your taste in movies is.
No, like Lee, I can never tell if
you're gonna like a movie.
It
or
doesn't
not.
Make sense because you think of what you think this movie is gonna be, and it sucks. Yeah. But then you watch it, and I think Seth and I had the same experience. Yeah. You both go like, "Oh, that was surprisingly good." Like, you should watch this.
It's got a nice orangey glow.
Nice North Philly trash fire orangey glow. And Lee, in response, I would say, wild card, bitches.
Deep cuts.
But, not that deep.
Not really. Yeah, it's not that deep.
that's kind of a superficial cut. But...
sure.
I enjoyed Twins. Like, it was fun to watch, and it's reasonably tight. Like, there wasn't a point where I got really bored, which is odd.
For a comedy that's, like, on the wrong side of 2 hours, it was surprisingly tight. I agree.
And science, of course, is total bunk. But I'm gonna let that slide this time.
Ghostbusters,
I'm gonna give it a solid Ghostbusters 6.9.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Ivan Reitman.
He did a good job. As for Lee's, after you explain it in greater detail, like if it, like, it would have to be super well written. Like, mm-hmm. we'd need, you know, all of those your favorite movie writers, like, to kind of pull together that sort of thing. Back to yours. Like, if it were well written by a bunch of comedians, like the guys who did Wet Hot, like, I think it could fly. But when you first pitched it, I was a little suspect.
I was kind of worried too about having not one but two tedious romantic subplots in my movie that you would not care for.
You know, that's my, except for in my favorite movie, that's one of my least favorite things.
And that is maybe the most tedious romantic subplot of any
movie. I know. Well, it's so baffling.
Yeah. I really think your movie stands up as a more modern movie way better than it does like no holds barred goof 'em ups 80s nonsense.
Yeah, so if your movie were made in the 80s, I would give it like a 6. If it were made in modern day and we had like old Danny DeVito and old Schwarzenegger and a bunch of comedians.
Oh man!
Like if that was made in the early teens,
unironic David Caruso. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh yeah! Fuck! I want to watch my shitty movie now.
Yeah, like early teens. I'm gonna give that a 7.2. Like
easily.
It's something that I could really get into, but there are a number of caveats. Like. Needs to be modern day, needs a bunch of really, really good comedians and really good actors and writers.
As the supporting cast.
As the supporting cast, or else it ain't gonna fly. So, qualified 7.2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could legitimately get Justin Theroux's phone number, so I might be able to pull this together.
Do any of us know David Wayne by any chance?
Not yet.
Well, he does. That's why I said that.
Oh, like, all right. Cool. Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, all right. Yeah, let's not give too much away. Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, dear.
It would take some doing, but I could theoretically get Justin Theroux's phone number.
Yeah. Wow. He's got some pull.
Yeah.
I would say more pull than any of the Wet Hot people these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that Aniston money, you know?
Yeah.
He's got that Friends money he's living on now. So.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oof, aloof.
So I win?
I think you win. Yeah.
You won.
Well done.
Hey, I did it.
All right, so finishing this one out quick. Next week is me doing Network, a thing I don't.
I'm so excited for Network.
So.
Oh man,
real gear shift on that one.
Yeah.
So this is not an Ivan Reitman then.
We're gonna break our streak, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Is it an Aronofsky or perchance a Lynch or maybe a?
Well, that's for you to decide, Zach.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do another. What's his German?
No.
Oh, God. Are you talking about Von Trier?
Yeah,
that one.
Let's not do Zach Presents Network, Lars Von Trier.
Zach Presents
Depressive
Sadness.
Episode. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
We need to sit you down and talk about what you did to Dan Hedaya, because that was awful.
Yeah, dude.
You really hurt that. You hurt that man.
I'll take a Hedaya redemption at some point.
He was Nixon, for Christ's sake. He didn't deserve that.
Well, I mean,
Nixon deserved that, but not Dan Hedaya.
No. Certainly.
Oh,
yeah. Actual American hero, Dan Hedaya.
Poor Dan Hedaya, man. He just... Oh.
Yeah, so that'll be good. Yeah, I guess that's it. So
what about next week? What's
we literally just did
that's
that.
The one. We done the thing.
I forgot. Got bored.
It's okay. You know what? I think I figured it out. Seth's twin just walked in the room. They
oh,
been switching
shit.
Back and forth and we didn't
Fuck,
know.
It was David Caruso the whole time.
Oh my god.